Can I ask you today, have you made Jesus your all? What I mean by that is this. Is Jesus truly the Lord of your life? Have you put all that you are, all that you have, every hope, every dream at His disposal? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus is Lord rolls quite easily off the tongue of many a Christian. But is it actually true? The word Lord in the New Testament is derived from another word which means supremacy. Is Jesus supreme in your life? Is the will of God supreme in how you live your life day by day? Because you see, what we believe and what we do are, as far as Jesus is concerned, two sides of the one coin. John chapter 3, verses 34 to 36. God sent him and he tells people what God says. God gives him the Spirit fully. The Father loves the Son and has given him power over everything. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But those who do not obey the Son will never have that life. They cannot get away from God's anger. So Jesus tells us what God's saying. He is completely filled with the Holy Spirit and he has power over everything. In other words, he has supremacy. He is supreme. There can be no mistake about that. Now, here are the two sides of that one coin. Listen to God again. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but those who do not obey the Son will never have that life. They cannot get away from God's anger. Believing is doing, and doing is believing. So in light of the powerful truth that how we live our lives is the evidence of our faith in Jesus, can I ask you again, is Jesus truly the Lord of your life? Do you hold him supreme in everything or not? That's God's word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, isn't it? Perhaps you have something happening in your life that's holding you back. Some struggle maybe, some challenge. Well, let me tell you, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.